Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley back right here, 106.7 The Fan. Time to go to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Let's go to New York City and talk to our dear friend, Mr. Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan. Follow him on Twitter, at Barstool Nate. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. I'm calling you from my my brand-new apartment where I spoke to you last week after the Rangers-Caps debacle. I'm settling in. I still have my sprawling views of the city. I have a doorman. I have an elevator. And everything's good.
Are you rich now? Did you become rich?
No, so here's the thing. I'm not rich because I spent all my money on this apartment and the movers, lost all my shoes, so I just don't have shoes anymore. I have the pair of shoes that I wore that day, and that's just what I have now.
What size are you wearing, Nate?
10 and a half.
See, that's too close, man. Those dudes wearing your shoes, they didn't lose them.
Well, oh, no, I know.
B-Mitch often has extra shoes. B-Mitch, when you walk into B-Mitch's garage, there's just hundreds of pairs of sneakers. Maybe you can send some up there, B. Are you an 11?
I'm 11.
Yeah, because I've gotten at least three pairs of B-Mitch's old golf shoes, which is kind of a weird thing, but I enjoy them.
it simplifies my life because now I don't have to decide what pair of shoes to wear. But also, if someone's like, hey, do you want to go work out? I'm like, no, I only have this one pair of shoes. Or like, hey, grandma died. We have to go to her funeral. Like, sorry, I can't. I only have this one pair of shoes. So it's kind of a good thing and also kind of a bad thing. But more importantly, they just ran off with all my sneakers and everything. And
do you have any recourse? Right. Like, can you get any refund?
Yeah, you would think so, right? But I think the moving company's in on it because when I called them, they didn't return my call and they haven't returned my emails. So I guess the answer is
that company is still there? Did they leave? Yeah. We got them. Let's go.
Did they do anything else to you? Were you drugged? Like, do you remember the last week? Is there any foggy period?
I that might not have anything to do with the movers, but
let's get down to business here. The Washington Capitals will play the Boston Bruins in the NHL playoffs. That much we know. They also play tonight in the season finale. Is this the least important season finale of all time? Like, do you just bench everybody?
Yeah, I would say on the contrary, we're the most banged up team I've ever seen ever. At some point during the last game, we were without our entire top power play unit with Kuzi, having COVID for the fifth time, and then Oshie got hurt and he didn't skate this morning. Ovi hurt. Did skate this morning. They're calling him a game time decision, and I'm sitting here wondering
why would
you
play anybody tonight?
I can't figure that part out. I don't want to hear about rust. Like, Ovi's played 15 seasons. I don't think rust exists on him. So I wouldn't play anybody. Carlson banged up. Whole team's just banged up right now. I need them to get in those what are they called? Like those chambers. Those hyperbolic chambers where it just rejuvenates your life. I need the whole team to cram into one like a clown car because the Bruins are good. And I didn't want to see them in the first round. I wanted to see the Islanders because I think we match up way better against the boring Islanders. But the Bruins, since they added Taylor Hall, I know they just lost over the weekend to the Rangers, but I watched those games. The Bruins are great. I mean, they have scoring. They have Pasta. They have Marchand. They have Bergeron. They have depth with guys like Nick Gritchie and Craig Smith, and they have goaltending. Tuukka is good. Tuukka's very good. Mm-hmm. And I would say the Caps' weakness right now is goaltending, and the Bruins can score. So I don't love how we match up against them. So, yeah, I'm with you. Get everybody healthy, rest them tonight, and hopefully we come out Saturday, you know, rejuvenated, healthy, ready to go.
Are you nervous about the Bruins? Because it seems like everybody's like, oh, man, I wish they were playing the Islanders, and now we're playing the Bruins, who, you know, I think they went 3-4 this year, if that's right. What the hell's going on with Cousy? Who's going to be your goalie? They're so unsettled going into the first round of the playoffs. Hmm.
So, you know this by now. I never worried.
So, if you're worried,
I've been worried in years.
Right.
I haven't worried in years. And the Caps, this team, this core, has historically crushed the Bruins. And now you could say that was because Holtby dominated the Bruins, sure. But this team has historically, in you know the last five or so years, destroyed the Bruins. Now, this is a different Bruins team. This is a different Caps team. So, but until we see them game one on Saturday, I'm not going to sit here and pre-worry. Now, if we go out and lay an egg and Oshie doesn't play and Cousy, you know, doesn't play and everything's a mess, then we can start talking about the W word or the, you know, something like that. But I'm not ready to worry before they jump on the ice. This is the Caps. This is a team that looked great all season. We have, you know, all the pieces in place. So, no, I'm not ready to start worrying before we even take the ice game one.
Well, are you concerned with Ovi still being day-to-day? Because I think for him to do whatever, he's going to have to be damn near 100%.
So it's never great when Ovi misses 2 weeks and is still day to day and the playoffs are right around the corner. He's never been hurt in his career. In 15 seasons, he's missed like 17 total games to injury. And now he's doubled that this season, or, you know, close to it. I'm doing some rough math. It's not great. It's not great when Ovi's out. You know, it's Ovi, but they're saying he could play tonight, and let's say he does not play tonight. We still have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for him to get even healthier. He's practicing. He's skating. So I'm not overly concerned, because when the playoffs start, he knows what his job is. He's been there before. But, yeah, if he's not 100%, it's a concern for sure.
And I'm trying to, like, make sense of this Cousy situation and then Samsonov on top of it. And who is Anderson? Mm-hmm. That played in goal the other night. Like, I mean, they were.
He's our 39-year-old backup.
Like, is that the plan? Arthur Anderson? Wasn't that like a disgraced former accountant?
So, Craig Anderson, if we want to start saying worried, I would be worried if he has to play in the playoffs. Yes. But the Cousy situation is overly frustrating, because he looked bad to me all season. I would say he had about four good games where I was like, hey, there's a guy showing an effort. And now he's back on the COVID list, and I don't know what his status is. And I would never say, like, without Cousy, this team can't win a Stanley Cup, because I never had that much faith in him anyway. But, you know, he's a skill guy. He can put goals in the net, and that's, you know, pretty good way to win a hockey game is to have a guy who can put, you know, pucks in the net. So I'm just so frustrated by him. I don't think he'll be here next year. I think if there's one guy that's going to be shipped out of town, a la like the way we did Burakovsky to Colorado, I think Cousy is number one on that list. I think he doesn't put it all together. He doesn't play full games. He takes stick penalties, you know, like it's going out of style. And I'm so over him and just his attitude and the way he plays the game. And if we can get anything for him, like a second rounder or maybe a couple picks, I think you have to do it.
Yeah, and I think it gets to the point where someone can have so much talent, but still they constantly do little stupid things. And it gets to the point where they're not that damn serious.
After multiple seasons of seeing it over and over again and just the undisciplined play, I'm done with it. I think it's time to just get him out of here, give him a new, you know, a new place to play, a little change of scenery, and hopefully he can refine his game, because I don't think just sticking around D.C. is going to do him any favors.
I don't think it's just undisciplined play. I think they have maybe greater concerns than just undisciplined play, and it's undisciplined other stuff.
Yeah, and I didn't want to speculate. Yeah, but me no, too. I agree. But yeah, like, I agree with you.
It seems like there's a lot going on there. That said, do we know, like, what's Ovi's contract situation? He's his own agent. Is that, like, if they trade Kuzi, I don't know. I don't want to start thinking about the end of the world here.
JT, you're putting terrible thoughts into the universe right now. Like, we're trying to do good vibes only. You know, it's the sun is shining, the grass is green, it's May. It's about to be bathing suit season. I know, JP, you have a huge pool at your house that you're ready to jump into.
That's B. Mitch has
and the
pool.
And now you're talking about Ovi's.
We don't want JP in the bathing suit either.
Hey, Nate, let's put him on the spot. Can we have a pool party at your house this summer, Brian? I'll pick Nate up from Union Station, and we'll drive to your mansion in Virginia.
So you and Nate gonna have a pool party at my house?
No, you're invited. You can come.
Yeah, you're invited. It's your party.
Well, I'll do is sit back and drink margaritas and laugh.
I'm in on that.
Yeah. No, I say I'm drinking margaritas, not you.
What do I get to drink?
Whatever you bring.
What does Nate
get
to drink?
Party?
It's your party.
No. You're right, throwing
guys,
a party.
Hey.
Did he not say
fellas,
he was throwing
fellas,
a party?
Fellas. The bad vibes, we got to get rid of it. We're all invited to Beamus's house for the pool party. He's going to provide the margaritas. JP, you're going to provide the grill or the grilling, the meat. Me and you will split the meat, and we'll just have a wonderful time. We'll get a nice little jazz band, perhaps, and we'll just have a
I
wonderful Saturday.
I think that sounds
Saturday pleasant. I'm
Beamish is not sold
right now, JP. In the last 2 minutes, you have suggested that Ovi might not be in D.C.
That's not what I suggested. I just asked about his contract.
He doesn't have one.
And then I suggested
I don't like
a
thinking,
pool party.
I don't like thinking about it. And now you're kicking B. Mitch out of his own pool party. Or no, B. Mitch is kicking us out of his pool party.
Yeah,
we invited him to.
I thought you're the only one with a pool, B.
I like the way he said B. Mitch kicking us out the pool party that we invited him to.
Listen, Cody, do you have a pool?
I have a community pool, and who's going to say no to Brian Mitchell and J.P. Finley and Barstool Nate?
So now we've gone from B. Mitch's mansion to Cody Betts' community pool party?
They have a basketball hoop.
Is it a pool basketball hoop?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That might change things.
Competition, baby.
And can we bring margaritas? We'll smuggle them in like a Yeti.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a backup plan now.
I'm down. I'm in.
Some actual good news. Did you watch Russ? Have you been watching Westbrook?
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's so cool. And, I mean, it's kind of funny. I made a joke about it last night. We get all these, like, incredible, like, legendary basketball players. I'm ready to call Russ a legend after, you know, he's an all-time triple-double leader. Like, Jordan, Paul Pierce, and Russ also just be in the Wizards Hall of Fame for, like, one season that they've had in Washington. But he's very, very cool. He's fun to watch. This Brad Beal stuff is very funny. Just he's going crazy on Twitter because what's his name? Bazemore made a joke about him hurting his hamstring to try to catch Steph Curry. It was kind of like a misguided joke, poking fun at his injury. And Brad Beal just went crazy at him, which I
good
found
for Brad,
pretty
good for Brad. I think he's legit hurt. I think he's trying to gear up for
this
play-in tournament.
He came down on his hip.
And Brad, if you've noticed, I've watched a ton of the Wiz games. Brad comes down awkwardly a lot. Like, he lands on the ground, and he's kind of turned it into, like, a bit, which is really funny and self-aware, where he, like, flops around like
done.
A murder scene.
Well, that's what they call it, the crime scene.
Right.
That's where he lay out like he's done.
I like it, though, but I think he's legit hurt. Don't you, Nate?
Yeah, it stinks because, I mean, the Wizards are the hottest team in the league, and they were really, like, ramping up for the playoffs and the play-in game, and everybody, you know, like NBA Twitter has kind of like rallied around the Wizards a lot because of Beal and Russ, obviously. And they're just like, they've become a very fun team to watch. One of those just like, you know, nobody in reality, like the Wizards aren't really high up on the hierarchy of teams people watch. Like, we're just not. Wizards fans love the Wizards, and that's about where it ends. There's not a lot of Wizards fans out in California like waiting to watch the Wizards.
Except but Boy Genius.
It's kind of changed now because Beal and Westbrook have made it a lot of fun, and they have gotten really hot, and they've kind of been like, oh, let's check out what this team's up to. So for Beal, just terrible timing for the injury. I feel very bad for him. because I know that he wanted, you know, he would have wanted to play in the playoffs and just gone off and gone crazy in them. So I'm with you. I think he actually is hurt. I know they keep saying day to day, but it doesn't seem great. And plus, hamstrings always nag. They always linger. So I feel for him, and I hope that it's not as serious as it seems, but it doesn't seem great right now.
Here's what's going to happen. Caps are going to be fine. They're going to beat the Bruins. The Wiz are going to get to the 8 seed. They're going to finish the season in the 8 seed. They're going to win their play-in game to be the 7 seed. They're going to play the Nets, and I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think that's going to be a really fun series. That's what's going to happen. Positive vibes. Nate, last question. This is from our guy Cody. NFL schedule release comes out tomorrow night. I'm sure you're jacked up about it. I've already put out my mock schedule. I'm sure you've already crunched all the numbers. This is actually a tweet from Barstool. It says, there will be an 11,000-square-foot nightclub in the end zone of Raiders games with bottle service and DJs. The game I'm most excited for this season is Washington travels to Vegas. I can't wait to see this stadium and see what it's all about. What game are you most excited for to see this fall for the Washington football team?
Well, if the rumor is true, I believe that B. Mitch is going to fly us out there on his PJ and rent out that end zone nightclub area and get us bottle service. So I it has to be that one. Is that rumor true?
I haven't heard about that one yet, Nate.
I tell you what,
I'm working on it.
We can postpone the pool party till after Vegas if that makes it a little easier. I know you got a lot of things.
Are they gonna have a pool? I want to know if there's gonna be a pool also in that end zone thing, because they have a pool at their Topgolf.
Dude, they do.
I'm saying Vegas do it differently, so they have a pool at the actual stadium. Then yes, I'll do that.
So get on the phone with Mark Davis and get a pool put in there, and we got a plan. We're in business.
And one more thing, our Nationals, what's going on there?
Yeah, I didn't bring them up because you said I was bringing up only negative stuff.
I know. So I really want to come down and go to the bullpen and sit outside and have 1,000 drinks with you guys. The Nats are breaking our hearts. Like, they cannot get out of their own way. Davey looks lost as a manager, and it's never.
Landfill may have been right then.
Landfill and Cody said the season was over last month. I said to pump the brakes. They've only played 30 games. They have 130 more games. But there is concern. I think the offense can't do anything, and the pitchers aren't as good as they're supposed to be, and the bullpen's been troubling. So I'd say there's concern in all facets.
I would agree with you there. And it's always just a sad look when you pull up the standings and the Marlins are ahead of you, and kind of makes you scratch your head and wonder if it's time to make some changes or not. I don't know. I'm with you. Baseball season goes on forever. 130 more games. You know, that's a lot of time to turn it around. And, you know, that's what we did during the World Series year. So I'm never one to you know, count any baseball team out after 30 games, but it's not pleasant right now. And I was watching those Yankee games over the weekend, and just
not pleasant.
They were ugly. They were ugly.
Here's what is pleasant is Thursday, there's a day game, so the show ends early, and we're going to walk over to the bullpen for a frozen vodka Red Bull, and maybe we'll send you a picture.
We'll send you a frozen vodka Red Bull.
It'll get there in 8 days, and it'll be a puddle.
But all you got to do is freeze it.
It'll probably still come better than the egg salad sandwiches that you thought.
We'll send a frozen vodka Red Bull and a half smoke. We'll see how it goes. Nate, thank you, buddy. Always appreciate the time.
All right. Love you guys. See you soon.
See you, man. That was Barstool Nate from New York City. When we come back, we haven't gotten into it yet, Landfill, but I'm ready. It's time to talk mock schedule. You guys can tell me what you think of my version of events for the 2021 Washington football team season.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, we are back. It is 11:30 in the District of Columbia, and it is time for a mock schedule. B. Mitch, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your excitement level for a mock schedule?
Scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Off the scale, 0.
I thought you meant the good way, like a 12. Off the Richter scale.
First of all, you know, I probably know, well, you know basically who some of the teams they're playing. I don't care when the games are coming up. I want to know when the bye week is. So I plan stuff around that.
That's the only game my wife cares about because we're supposed to go to Disney.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to know, when the bye week is. And, you know, it's like I'm not going to sit up here and try to tell you what week they're playing who and all that. I don't care.
All right, so how about this? I'm going to reveal my mock schedule. I've tweeted this out. It's on my Instagram. You guys give me a yay or nay per game, and then we'll go – you want the highlights first, or do you want to go game by game, Lamphill? I say we go game by game, week by week.
Oh, yeah, I want game by game.
All right. Week one, numero uno. I believe this will be a division game. If you think back to last year and 2 years ago, the Washington football team opened against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think that will happen a third time. I don't believe it'll be the Dallas Cowboys either, because I'm pretty sure, like Joe Ferreira told us yesterday, they're going to be in the season opener against the Bucs. That big celebration Super Bowl winner night, that Thursday NFL season opener.
But why would it be Dallas? They didn't win anything last year.
Yeah, but
normally the teams that play in that game are the teams that had some level of success last year and played somewhere around those games.
Or Dallas brings a big old TV audience. I think if the Saints still had Drew Brees, maybe it'd be New Orleans. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's my mock schedule.
All right.
So I think Washington will open the season September 12th, regular Sunday, 1 o'clock, against the New York football Giants, a team they got swept by last year. They're going to be on the road to open in New York.
That.
I didn't think so.
Because when they're on the road in New York, they normally don't win.
They normally don't beat New York. New York's the thorn in their side. Home opener. And let's be clear to all the listeners listening to this. This is not the real schedule. The real schedule gets revealed tomorrow night. This is my mock schedule. And shout out to Kevin Sheehan. He is the Mel Kiper of the mock schedule industry.
Yeah, he is.
He has created this cottage industry.
Yeah, he is.
Now, in my defense, I got 3 right last year in my 2020 mock schedule.
The 3 that you knew that had leaked out?
No, they hadn't leaked out yet. Dude, I put it out the day before. So okay. It makes it a little more legit.
All right.
Anyway, now you got me all tilted up. Let's get back to business. Week one at New York. Week two. You know why this is happening week two? Because the whole discussion is going to be about which player should have been picked number two in 2020. The Los Angeles Chargers come to D.C., Chase Young, Justin Herbert. Get ready to be sick and tired of that debate on September 19th.
Okay.
Week three, B. Mitch, going to need you to get that private jet working.
The Raiders.
Not just the Raiders. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
So
we're going to Vegas.
And I know a place that we can do the show from Vegas.
I bet you do.
CK, you listening? We're still working on that. We got it.
Yeah. Week three.
You need to be in Vegas or are you going to do the show from here?
I mean, if we're going to Vegas, I'm going to Vegas.
Have you ever been to Vegas, Landfill?
I have not, no.
Cody?
Yes, I have been one time.
How'd you do?
I think I made 2,100, if that's correct.
Whoa!
You need to come with us.
I like to gamble.
2,100's a lot, dude.
It was a good weekend.
Clearly. All right, week three. If it happens, we're all going. Week four, October 3rd, home game, Seattle Seahawks.
The Birds.
Now, generally, whenever Washington plays the Seahawks, it's cold and dreary. This will be the first time they get a chance at kind of a warm weather, nice game. So the first quarter of the season, to review my mock schedule, at New York, home opener week two against the Chargers. Week three, on the road, Vegas, baby, for Monday Night Football. Week four, home against the Seahawks.
Okay.
Week five, back-to-back home games. The New Orleans Saints come to town. There's a chance that could be a Thursday nighter. One of these has to be a Thursday nighter. I haven't picked that one out yet.
Okay.
Week six, those damn Cowboys on the road in Dallas. This is a 425. This is the Fox game of the week, and it'll put up a huge number. Anytime Washington and Dallas get together, it'll be a big one. October 17th in Dallas. If you look at the 2020 schedule, Washington had a run of, they opened with a division game, then they had four straight non-division games, then they had three division games in 4 weeks. Uh-huh. My mock schedule follows that pattern quite close. So they open with a division
game.
They
normally switch it up the next year.
But some, they switch up the teams and the orders and all that, but some of this has kind of become template. They like to open with a division game, close with a division game. So
they're going to open and close with the Giants.
They're going to open and close with the Giants. You're skipping ahead, Brian, but you're a very smart man. So they open the division game, four straight non-division games, then another division game, week six at Dallas. Week seven, this is your other good possibility for a Thursday nighter. I just find it tough to go from a late game, a 4 o'clock kick in Dallas, to a home Thursday nighter against the Eagles, but it could happen. You never know. Week seven, October 24th, Philadelphia Eagles. They get to chill a little bit before what happens, B? Their biggest travel of the year.
They're going to London.
London town. Everybody give me your best British accent. Cody, go ahead.
I don't know how to say nothing.
Nobody? Hello, governor. The Washington Boo. Football you team sound, is you, playing at Tottenham
more,
Stadium.
You sound more like
incapacitated?
It's not. That don't sound, you don't sound like you're from London.
Week 8, October 31st, playing the Falcons in London. I have legit information on this.
So you believe that that's, you know that's factual?
I do not know it's factual at all, but I have reasonable, pertinent facts to support my theory. Nothing but a theory.
Do you want to share it?
Sure. I wrote it. You can read the story on NBCSportsWashington.com. But
I don't like to read.
Yes, you do, but only different kind of books.
That's pictures.
Here's my thing. I know that the Washington football team loved the experience of playing in London in 2016. Mm-hmm. They loved the experience. Dan Snyder loved the experience. But they didn't want to give up a home game to go back to London. Because you give up a home game, you give up the home gate. Mm-hmm. You give up all those hot dogs you sell and all those sodas and everything else. This is an opportunity where they are playing a team on the road. Washington's playing Atlanta in Atlanta, no matter what. And the team should they be asked about going to London, they would jump at it because they love the experience and they don't have to give up a home gate. Mm-hmm. Plus, now this could just be happenstance. In 2016, the game in London was played on October 30th. In my mock schedule, in 2021, the game would be played on October 31st. Weird things happen around Halloween. Lightning could strike twice. That's my pick. Halloween in London. Werewolves in London. What do you think?
It might be okay.
You think there's a... Listen, this is all an entire crapshoot, right?
Oh, we know that.
But what do you think the odds are of me nailing that game? 6%?
I'm going to put the odds at about 2%.
2%. I'll take that. After the trip to London, of course, you get a bye. I got another fact for you here, B.
You can wait for the other side.
That's how you tease something right there. I got facts about the mock schedule. It's a guess, but these are educated guesses. We'll get through the back half of the 2021 mock schedule when we return.
Last Saturday, I was out on a WNOD trail, and I was riding down the trail at about 21, 24 miles per hour and feeling that in the past, my legs would start to get a little bit tired and I would wear out. But you know what? Since I've been on MP 180, that did not happen. Been working with my guy, Coach Kurt, all the time, and I've seen many, many fan listeners and EMP clients over there, and I want you all to know that, you know, my energy level is very, very much way up. It is time to get out and become healthier and happier, and I think we all know we need to get someone to help us in changing our health, and there's no place better than our locally owned EMP 180. In 5 years, they have helped over 6,000 listeners get healthier and nearly 500 reviews with an average of 4.9. Why? Because it simply works. They do what no one else can and does. Their scientifically based program, personalized one-on-one coaching. They educate each client on their own nutritional needs, which leads to results. What they do for me is totally different than what they do for Danny Ruye or even yourself. That is why they get the best results. I implore you to go now and join the many fan listeners that have recently started with EMP. EMP 180 is on a mission to help all of our Washington, D.C. this spring look and feel better. To meet this demand, EMP 180 has expanded their Wait No More offer to the next 200 fan listeners. It's a personalized eight-week program with an incredibly special offer exclusively for fan listeners. This is what you get. You get the eight-week program. You get a coach, either it's going to be remote or in person, customized to meet your individual needs. Just like I have, you're going to have that dedicated coach right there to motivate you, educate you, and guide you throughout your journey. They have special spring pricing because they're serious about helping, and you get a gift certificate to any one of your favorite activewear retailers. They want you to look as good as you feel. So call EMP 180 right now at 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Or visit them online at EMP180.com. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Feel better, look better, live better.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
B. Mitchell Finley, we are back.
Before we get into all the schedule stuff,
yes,
I'm gonna just go back because I wasn't here Monday to talk about Friday, and so you know I did the little book signing thing, VIP thing on Friday, and I didn't know that they had talked to this dude right here about emceeing the thing. Did he mention any of this yesterday?
No, nothing.
Well, I don't know what JP was trying to do. I think he was trying to make my eyes sweat. You know, him and my wife spoke, which she never does publicly. She don't like to speak at the events like that, but she did, which I'm like, well, damn, this must be something real special. And then my buddy got up there and broke down my name using all kind of.
It was a very cool event.
I'm gonna tell you, old dude got a little emotional that night.
It was
very cool,
y'all,
bro.
And you deserve the accolades and folks that were excited to share the moment with you.
It was cool.
I do have a complaint, obviously. I mean, it's me, right? So this was a book signing event, Landfill. You never signed my book.
You didn't ask me to sign your book.
I came over there holding the book, and then we started arguing with one another.
But so? You started an argument.
It's in my car. I'm going to get you to sign it.
I'll sign it.
All right, everybody make sure you find A Champion's Heart. B. Mitch's book is on Amazon now. Let's get back to this mock schedule. We are halfway through, and I'll run you through the first half of my 2021 mock schedule. Mm-hmm. In case anybody missed it, shout out to Kevin Sheehan. This is his original bit. I just think it's fun. And this is not the real schedule. The real schedule comes out tomorrow night on NFL Network. All right?
Mm-hmm.
First half of my mock 2021 Washington football team schedule. At Giants, first Chargers, at Raiders, Monday Night Football. Home for Seattle, home for the Saints, at Dallas, versus Philly, at Atlanta in London. Boom. That's your first 8 weeks. The ninth week of the season is the Washington football team's bye. Here's another little fact to drop. Last year was a 17-game schedule. Washington football team had their bye week 8. This year, as we all know, is an 18-week schedule because the NFL is now playing 17 games.
Uh-huh.
It would make a whole lot of sense to just push the byes back 1 year and you kind of just go 1 week. Thank you. And you just kind of go through it cyclically.
But shouldn't they have two byes?
Well, they don't.
This year?
You can certainly argue they should.
I mean, they should have two byes. They're gonna add. The whole thing about it, the NFL talk all this BS, mumbo jumbo about safety. You're going to add another game, and you're not going to put another bye in there? So a team that may have the bye after their first week or their second week, are going to go on a damn 15, 16-week straight?
Byes, all the byes in the NFL this week will be between weeks 5 and 14. You get a week 5 bye, and you're going from week 6 to week 18?
Yeah.
Woo, buckle up.
So, yeah, it's safety. All right. It's all about money.
Second half of the season starts week 10, November 14th in Philly. So, but JP, that means they're playing the Eagles twice in 3 weeks and three division games in 4 weeks. The exact same thing happened last year. Yep. They played the Giants twice in 4 weeks with a bye jammed in the middle. Remember, they've reversed the roles of the Eagles and the Giants for the Washington football team schedule this year in my mock. Last year, they opened and closed with the Eagles and jammed the Giants games in the middle. This year, they're going to open and close with the Giants and jam the Eagles games in the middle. My mock. My rules.
Do what you got to do, JP.
Week 11, November 21st. This is a game I bet Brian Mitchell will attend because it's a player you believe in. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers come to town. Wild card rematch. The incredible Tom Brady on the field. And an opportunity for Chase Young, who was excited, understandably,
to play against Tom.
Talked a little bit before the game.
And they should talk again because, hell, when you play the best, you want to be your best against the best.
Absolutely. He'll get another chance.
Hell yeah.
Week 12, November 28th at Buffalo. Remember, this is the 17th game that the NFL added. This is the NFC East facing the AFC East, only the team that you finished in the corresponding spot. Washington finished first in the NFC East. The Bills finished first in the AFC East. They will square off. Because it's the 17th game, however, there's been some confusion. That doesn't mean it's the 17th week of the season. They're going to play at any point. It's still pick a rabbit out of a hat.
Uh-huh.
But it's just the 17th game. Now, you'll notice they play on Sunday, November 21st and Sunday, November 28th. What happens in between there? Thanksgiving. They will not play on Thanksgiving this year. Good. They've played on 4 of the last 5 Thanksgivings, 3 of the last 4 in Dallas. They're going to give them a year
off.
And
that screws up my turkey frying opportunities.
It's the only time I've had your turkey is when we're both working and you bring them into the office, which is very pleasant of you. They're giving them this year off because they're going back to Dallas in 2022. You can write that in blood. That's a lock.
They're going back to Dallas.
In 2022.
Okay.
For Thanksgiving.
So, in other words, Thanksgiving Day,
we get to chill.
I will see the B. Mitch and Finley entourage at my house for an early drink and possibly some fried turkey then.
I'm in.
Right?
I'm in.
Landfill? You live in You live in Virginia? You
I'm in.
Cody?
I'm in.
Come over in the morning, and I know
maybe we'll throw the football around.
I know it won't be 12 o'clock, but it will be 5 o'clock somewhere.
And maybe we'll throw the football
around. We'll start off at 6:30. We start off at 6:30, frying it up and tossing them back.
Landfill, we're up against it. Do you want me to finish my mock schedule after 20 questions?
How many games you have left?
We're at week 13.
Yeah. Don't.
Are you want me to speed round it?
Yeah, we'll finish it. We'll finish it after 20 questions.
Okay. Coming up next, 20 questions.
Give it up.
20 questions. Pete Haley, celebrity guesser Ken Marangolo, First Amendment Sports, Hogshaven. It's going to be a doozy. Hey. You guys love this segment. Let's get it going.